The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening and welcome to the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, going solo today. I talked to John Stadmiller earlier today, and he is still under the weather. Maybe a little relapse there. He's on antibiotics and steroids, but it seems to maybe just a smidgen of a little relapse. We hope he gets better and back soon behind the mic. Today's date is April 8th, 2019. Happy to be here. Well, the phone lines are open. I've got some information I didn't finish up on my show on Sunday. Happy to hear what you've got to say. What do you want to talk about? This is your network. RBN is your network, and we appreciate you. So anytime you want to call in, it's great. 1-800-313-9443. Happy to hear what you've got to say. Well, you know, I noticed that, you know, you're over the target zone on your talking points when you start getting nasty emails. And I finished my show Sunday. It's 2 to 4 p.m. off the beaten path. Finishes Sunday. It's 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it wasn't probably more than about 10 minutes after my show completed. My email box was filling up. And actually, some of it was pretty good. Not a problem there. And but then the trolls started coming in. The trolls started coming in. I have no clue. They don't speak English. I don't understand what they even complain about most of the time. Most of the time, it's all in caps, screaming at me, and biblical scripture. Well, I am not a minister. I am not that Bible guy. I'm more of a spiritual guy. I follow the Ten Commandments. I try to be a good person, help other people. But, man, you got me stumped when you start throwing scripture at me. And I have no clue what this troll is trying to say, all in caps. And that's pretty much it. But I figure it must have been over the target of something that really irritated him. And he had to let me know through biblical scripture. And at the same time, not really being very Christian-like. Isn't that funny? The people who throw political, you know, scripture at you, biblical scripture at you, don't really practice what they preach. So he gets all nasty with me and telling me where I came from, coming out of the womb and this and that. I still don't know what he was referring to. And I start to go back to think about what did I talk about, and I can't match it at all. So, just forget that and move on. And most of the emails I do receive are very nice, very pleasant. I appreciate those people who email me or list, you know, suggestions. You know, I'm always okay with disagreement. No problem with disagreement. You call me or you write me saying, I disagree with you on this point. I think it's great. It's great. We're talking. And that's important, to be talking about the issues. So, where I'm wrong, point to me where I'm wrong on my thought process, and I'll look at it, and hey, if you're right, I'll say, good job, you're right, I'm wrong, and I'll admit that. I'm a big guy, I can admit my errors, I can admit when I'm wrong, and that's who I am. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, I've got some insight in some things, and sometimes, you know, maybe I stretched it a little bit, maybe I went a little too far, most of the time, I will never make a comment on something I don't have any knowledge on. I'll just say, you know what? I don't have enough information, enough knowledge to really make a comment on that. So I will refrain from making a comment, but I will look into it and educate myself, and then ask me another time, and I can possibly give you some answer, maybe, possibly. If I can't still, I'm still stumped. I don't know. Educate me. This is your network. Educate me. Reminds me of that movie there with Tom Cruise. Me. So, good news, I guess, for Joe Biden. Gropegate is over pretty fast for this guy. And like I said on Sunday, I'm not sure who's behind that. I really don't. I don't know if that's... It doesn't sound like a Republican trick, because Republicans don't normally work this way. They may sabotage you in other ways, but let's be honest about it. Joe Biden's not a threat. Crazy Joe is not a threat in the 2020 elections. He's not. Bernie Sanders, more of a threat. Possibly. Because of the young vote they're trying to market and recruit to get them into office forever and ever and ever. It's amazing what you can convince people of to pull the switch for you. Yeah, I'll give you this for free. But I say to myself that while this young generation is a naive, uneducated generation, I should not generalize at all or that way. There's some smart kids out there. But I still think even the naive ones would have to put it together to say, wait a minute, how can you promise me this free? How's that possible? You got to think at some point in time, where does the money come to pay for all the free? Somebody's got to pay for that. And it's easy for somebody to think free is great when you contribute nothing to the system. You put nothing in the pot yourself. It's pretty easy to think, hey, it's free. No, it's not really free. Somebody's going to be paying for it. And I think they're going to be changing their tune when they actually graduate and hopefully get a job, which is difficult nowadays. You know, the selling of higher education is a very, very difficult task these days, because you get out of school, you get your degree, hopefully in an area that really is in demand. If it's in demand, you go right to a job. That's great. Unless corporate America decides, hey, you know, I can get this guy the same education a little cheaper than you. I'll outsource it to India, some other place, bring somebody in on a work visa, pay them a fraction of what I could actually pay you. And that doesn't work out so well, does it? Nobody talks about that issue, the outsourcing of labor, especially the high tech, the education, because you got to admit it, there's some really smart Asians out there. You can fill all the Ivy League schools. Stanford was one of them. My sister went to Stanford, actually, on a scholarship for, well, she was academics, but she was also for sports, a competitive swimmer on the swim team there, an Olympic team member, 1980. But she got there from hard work and athletics. But you could actually, if you didn't go with the athletic programs at all to bring in star, you know, athletes, you actually could fill all these Ivy League schools with applicants from China or Japan. Very intelligent. Education is a priority in these countries. It's more of a priority there than in this country. But, well, they can't do that. We got to have some diversity. We got to have some diversity here. Throw a white person in there once in a while, and maybe a Hispanic in there, and maybe we'll throw a black person there. We'll get a little more diversity here. You know, let's be all about diversity. Well, Sunday was a big day in the news. Like I said, Joe Biden, Gropegate is over pretty fast, and we've moved on to new topics now. The Secretary for Homeland Security has decided to resign. And I don't know if she actually resigned willfully or she was kind of just nudged and pushed out that way. I don't know. The mainstream media will tell you she was pushed out. It's interesting. Nothing that Donald Trump can do is right. Not a thing he can do is right. He turns this direction, he does something, it's wrong. He goes this direction, it's wrong. He's condemned on everything he actually does. They didn't like this woman from the beginning, mainstream media. Now, now she's a good person, you know. They're acting like she's great, and now the team is disrupted here, and now we're all vulnerable to attack, and this is terrible. Panic button. Let's hit this big panic button here. We all should be scared. So today, Andrea Mitchell, the shrunken head on MSNBC, I call her the shrunken head. Have you ever seen this woman? She really has a small head, her little body there, little neck, little shoulders. I don't know. I guess she stepped away from her little role right now as acting president from the Justin Bieber fan club to make a comment on this and, like I said, push this panic button here that we're in trouble. So Kristen Nielsen will be leaving her position on Wednesday. And a new guy here, Kevin McAlanine, something like that. I don't know. But he will be taking over. Evidently, he's got some considerable experience, but they're the big but. He's got some baggage on him already, being part of the separation of the parents and the children. And evidently, they were saddling Kristen Nielsen with the death of two children from Guatemala. She's responsible for that. It's all her fault. So, I don't know. It's a mess. It's a new mess today, and I assume this will be going on for another couple more days, and then we'll find something else to pick out and poke at Donald Trump for, something else he did wrong. All right, I'm going to go to the phones here real quick here. We got Chance in West Virginia. You're on the show.
Hello, Steve. Isn't it amazing how they try to discourage the Bible and ban it, take prayer out of school, but yet when they want to attack, for lack of a better word, the right, they pull it out, dust it off, and use it. It's just like the Constitution. They deny us our constitutional rights, but yet when they want to attack the right, they pull out the Constitution. Their game plan is so obvious and hypocritical. Everybody should be aware of it.
No, I agree. I agree. You know, I don't listen to Michael Savage all that much, but when I do, I'd have to agree. On my article here, trying to find something. The mainstream media, he uses the term picking a new fruit. The new fruit this week is this, and they'll pick the hell out of that. It's like it's in season. You know, every place that has agriculture has a season for whatever they're growing, and that's when you buy it. Down here in Florida, we got seasons on everything. Right now it's avocados are cheap, you know. But it's the new fruit. It's the new fruit to be picked this week, and then it'll change next week, and it'll all drop off the map here. And speaking of that, I see that William Macy's wife here, Felicity, what's her last name, Huffman, is now pleading guilty and is going to pay a fine and avoid a jail sentence and all these things. With all this college scandal on SAT scores, her daughter getting into school, evidently she had very poor scores, and this is nothing new. Act like this is something all brand new. We can't believe this is happening. These are just diversion stories to take us away from what we should really be focused on. But it's the new fruit, and the new fruit only lasts in the mainstream media for a couple of days, and it moves on to something else.
Steve, do you remember when the word patriot was a bad word? Then it became a good word, and it was a bad word again. It amazes me how people still fall for this. It really does. Well, congratulations. You upset the devil, Steve.
I did. And it happens. And, you know, actually, when I said I get those nasty emails, and every once in a while I go on these spurts of, God, I get several of the people. They must be all relatives or something. But everything's in caps and biblical scripture. And like I said, you're wasting the biblical scripture. I mean, I have no clue. And I'm not going to waste my time to go back up and look up here and trying to figure out what are they trying to say. Just say it, you know. Tell me where I'm wrong, and I'll listen to you, but show some respect. And I think that's what I wrote back, and I'm going to write this guy back again. Respect. You don't respect me. You don't respect yourself. Go back to watching The Big Bang Theory and leave me alone, you know?
Well, Steve, God would probably say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. God bless you.
Hey, thanks, Chance. Anything else you want to mind?
Anything else?
That's it? Okay, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. So back to Christine Nielsen. She's leaving. She'll leave Wednesday. And just checking out here, her the bio here. who's replacing. It's Kevin McAleenan. McAleenan. I don't know how to pronounce that. He's the acting. I'm not sure he's actually going to be in the position for very long. Donald Trump will probably find somebody else. But actually, I'm looking over his bio, and it's been 2 decades of experience in immigration, actually applying right after the 9/11 attack for the FBI was denied for some reason. Don't know why. Be interesting why he was denied FBI, but immediately went into border security and is now acting, was the acting commissioner for border security. So border patrol security. So I don't know. We'll see how this turns out, but they've already pretty much saddled him with the separation of the child and the parent, which is interesting. I think this is, to be honest with you, the mainstream media running with this. And, you know, we first heard the cages. Remember the cages, the children in the cages? Well, they weren't in cages, but there are chain link fence to keep people inside. I don't think it's cages. It's simply containment to make sure people just can't wander off. We don't want that, you know. So, but, you know, this is the mainstream media. They work on emotion, not necessarily the facts, and they rarely get the facts right, but it's emotion, playing on your emotion, working on you to say that evil Donald Trump. You know, you remember the old saying on the quote that was on mainstream media, one of the talking heads saying it's our business to control what you think. Well, no, it's actually there. What they're really saying is it's our business to make you hate Donald Trump as much as we hate this guy. And they're doing everything possible to make that a possibility. But I see right through it, and I think most of you do. I don't think there's anybody listening to RBN that would not disagree with me on that. The mainstream media is a lot of fake news, and we continue to keep poking at them. And we are making some solid ground here. They are losing ground. And I have to say that the Mueller report was a feather in our cap because we got it right. We knew from the very beginning it was a witch hunt. It was a bunch of lying. It was a bunch of fabrication. It was a bunch of it was a conspiracy. Flat out, it was a conspiracy. It's Christopher Steele and everybody on the list. It's a pyramid of people that were all working together to undermine the people's vote, and didn't even mention the fraudulent voting. You know, 3 million votes for Hillary Clinton, more so than Donald Trump. But remember those auditoriums, those high school auditoriums. Imagine you have a rally, a pep rally for your campaign in a high school auditorium. You got to laugh. You got to laugh at this. You know, the old Saturday Night Live with Dan Aykroyd and Steve Martin and Jim Belushi, John Belushi, would have so much fun today if they were around. We had that thought process to poke fun, a little satire at people like Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton. I mean, it's not the same anymore. The Saturday Night Live we have today, which I don't partake, I don't watch at all. It's all one side. It's very liberal, leaning left. It's nasty. And Alec Baldwin has been like the kingpin of the whole SNL team of taking down Donald Trump, and it's quite pitiful, isn't it? Isn't it quite pitiful? We can all sit there and laugh at these people. Laugh at them. Not laugh at them by watching, but just laugh at them. I'm not going to give them any advertising dollars. I'm not going to watch the show. I get the little snippets here and there, and I just laugh what pitiful fools they are because they can't make their cases. It's all emotional. Emotional on their side. It's not fact-based. It's all emotional. Take emotion to a court of law and see where you go with that. It's not going to go anywhere. So we're looking at, I'm looking at the bio here. Let me think before we go to a commercial break here. Kevin McAleenan. God, how do you say that? I can't say that 5 times in a row. That may be one of those sobriety test things. Say this name 5 times in a row. You can't say it, you must be intoxicated. Basically, let's see, she's stepping down, I said, on Wednesday. And I'm just looking over his bio here. We come back after this short commercial break. Give you a breakdown on who this guy is, his experience, and we'll see what you've got to say. 1-800-313-9443. This is the National Interim Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stoudmiller. Get better, John.
No reason to get Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we are back. Dylan Board Op Michael here. Get a little funky with the show today, and I want some great bumper out here to bring in the mood. 1-800-313-9443. So we're talking about the Secretary of the Homeland Security that is out. And I was thinking to myself when I saw that she was, the tweets. I don't read Donald Trump's tweets at all. I don't waste my time. Why does anybody waste their time tweeting? I don't know. Pick the phone and call somebody if you need to talk to him. But the tweet thing, I'm not into the tweets. I don't read tweets. I'm not going to go there. I'll leave that to somebody else who likes to read tweets. So she's gone. She's gone. And the new guy is going to step in here. And I was just thinking that why she's leaving. Mainstream media is trying to make it appear as if anybody's leaving the Trump team is leaving so because the hammer's about ready to fall. Wait, how many times have we heard this? The hammer's about ready to fall. Donald Trump is so corrupt, his team now is escaping prosecution themselves, so they're jumping ship. The rats are jumping ship. Well, that's actually more probably pertinent to say that with the Democrats, as much scandal as they brought on in. We can do hours and hours on that. But trying to make the case that she's jumped ship because she wants to get off the Trump train here because he's going down. Well, we know that's not true. The Mueller reports, no Russian collusion. They can't seem to find anything other than we want your taxes. And the attorney, I don't think it's Giuliani that said it, but they didn't say it in this way, but other wording, hell no, you're not looking at my taxes. You have no right to. And he's right. They really have no right reason to look at anybody's taxes. Nobody in Congress said, well, we want to see your taxes. No. There's a little thing called probable cause. It has to be a reason why a crime was committed. You know who knows his taxes really well? His own attorney and the IRS. And I guarantee you, the IRS, if they found anything wrong, they would have already come to the mainstream media, because I don't think they're on his side really either, but they don't have anything. He's hired the best of the best to do his taxes. And I think what we'd probably find out, this is just speculative, my little theory on it, I think we would find out, if we saw Donald Trump's taxes, we would find all the little loopholes that all the elitists have, and Donald Trump is in that silver spoon category, where he gets special tax breaks. They write it off. You know, saying they wrote that off. It's a big loss. They wrote it off. What did they write it off to? Well, they wrote it off. So I think that's all we would ever find out, is that he simply took advantage of the same programs, the same gray area, the same gray areas in the laws that the wealthy often take. And if you want to criticize that, and I criticize people who cheat the system, I would actually like to see a 10% across the board tax. That's it. Fair and square. How much money, more money could you actually generate? But no, we'll squeeze these people for this percentage, 26, 28, 30, 32%, and then we'll give these wealthy people 16%. Well, the old theory was, with the tax break like that, the 16% for the wealthy, the old theory was, is that the wealthy who own corporations, they own industry, will they simply create more jobs. They will grow their industries, their businesses. They'll grow. They'll increase more jobs. It'll be a trickle-down effect. And the little guy, you and I, will get jobs, and we'll make a little bit more money. We might get a pay raise, a 4% pay raise once per year, which just goes about a percentage or two under the inflation rate. So, you know, forget about that nice vacation. I guess so. That's why they invented the term staycation. Staying close to home, because people just can't make it anymore. At least they're just living on the edge, paycheck to paycheck. But I think that's what we'd find out. Right now, they're still pushing for that whole thing of, we want your taxes, and they're really not entitled to that. They're really not. Unless he's done wrong, and the IRS would surely tell us he's been cheating on his taxes, he owes back taxes. But I think we would find out just pretty much he's benefiting from the policies that were written by the attorneys. You write the tax laws, and they do write the tax laws to benefit themselves, and they have gray area for their people. They're the elitists. They're the special ones also, who deserve special tax rates. Sorry, we're lumped into that non-class of special. So, you know, her leaving, whether she left on her own will or being gently pushed out of the position for the Secretary for Homeland Security, how much authority does she really have? I mean, think about it. How much does she really have? If you follow the rule of law, and that's, I love to say that, because this is actually what we should be doing. We should be following the rule of law. And if you follow the rule of law precisely as it is written, then you really have the authority you think you do, and you can exercise that authority. For some reason, like I said, there's two words that seem to nullify this ability to exercise the rule of law, and that would be asylum and humanitarian. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins at the mic. Short commercial break. Be back soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back. This is the National Dental Report. 1-800-313-9443 is the call-in number. If you have something to add or talk about here, I am just looking over my notes here. And let's get back to this Kristen Nielsen leaving. She appears to be a scapegoat. I see so much, like I said, she's following the. If she follows the rule of law and she's not beating on people and they're not using violence to push people out and hurt people, then, you know, you have every right to follow the rule of law and protect your borders and push people away. And she appears to me to be a scapegoat. And I just wonder, well, what will Kevin McNeilinen do differently that she did not do? I mean, he may just be a temporary right there anyway. I'm not sure. He may just be a couple of weeks and out. But with his 20 years experience, he may end up staying in there. But following the rule of law in the U.S. Constitution, which only really applies to U.S. citizens, but just being humanitarian, saying we can't let you in and we have to monitor who comes in this country, it's the law. You know, we just need to follow the law, and you apply to coming into this country by the legal channels, and we'll have no problem with that. I don't think anybody has a problem with following the rule of law, filling out the paperwork. Yeah, maybe a little bit long. Maybe it takes a little bit too long for the number of years. Maybe we can cut that down. Maybe we can work on that a little bit. But it's actually a decent policy to know who's coming in your country, what they have to offer you, first of all. That's important to know who's coming in your country. Are they coming in to bring something? Are they coming in to build this country, to make this country a better country? And as I spoke to Dave, Crucial Nonsense Dave, I'm going to work on a project here where I'm ditching the whole MAGA thing, the Make America Great Again thing. Just forget that. I'm working on a new project called MAHA, M-A-H-A, Make America Honorable Again. I like that much better. With great reminds me of conquest and takeovers and pretty much what we have right now going on, which I totally disapprove of, the nation building, the raping of other countries' economies, the stealing wealth of their economies, toppling their government, putting in puppet presidents or whatever. And I'm not for that. So I'm ditching MAGA. I'm going for MAHA, Make America Honorable Again. That's my new project here that I'm going to be working on. And I'll tell you more about that in the future here. I got something on the back burner on that. I think it's going to be kind of fun. Might even include you guys, a little input on that. So, like I said, she is a scapegoat. She's moving on. She's not talking. I'm sure there's a book in the process here in the future. She'll write a book about her side, and we'll all get the dirty details, and it's going to be too late. And it's going to be her word against his word again, one of those, unless she's offering documents, which I don't think that's legal. I don't know about that. Doubtful. So going back to my notes here, on this this new guy here, we've got Kevin, just reading over his bio here a little bit. Of course, the mainstream media is also now, not only do they push the panic button, but they're also saying Congress must act. Well, who do we have in Congress, really? I mean, think about it. We got Democrats controlling one of the houses, and the Republicans a little bit more dominant in that house. But you've got rhinos, too. You've got diehard Democrats that are just, no, I'm not going to help this president one iota. I'm going to let this president fall on his face. I don't care. I don't care if the country goes down in flames. That's the way they think. They don't care. You know, it reminds me I destroyed the city to save the city. You know, but and then you got the rhinos, the Republican in name only, and basically, essentially, they're just Democrats in disguise, posing as conservatives. I despise those even more so. There really is. The parties are a sham, both sides, and I don't see it changing. I have no faith in it, to be honest with you. It just, I don't know, it baffles me to understand why anybody has any party affiliation or party loyalty whatsoever. I don't understand that. Maybe somebody can call and tell me, why are you a Democrat? Democrats aren't listening to this network. But why are you Republican? You should be an independent, because then there's some accountability. They have to actually work at something. They actually have to have a policy and be accountable for what they talk about or what they try to attempt to offer you for in order for you to vote for them. In independent, everyone should be an independent. There shouldn't be any party loyalty because the parties are an absolute failure, complete failure, both parties. You know, I would love it if there would be one third party that would just simply follow the rule of law, follow the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. How about that? Well, there's a Constitution party, but, well, they don't have the money. And as we know, money talks, and that's what usually buys the presidency. It also helps to fly over to Israel and get their blessings. You know, like kissing the ring. You know, like it's like the Godfather. Don't go against the family. I guess Beto O'Rourke is in the hot seat now. He can just kiss his political career goodbye. Calling Bibi Netanyahu a racist. True statement. It is. It actually is. What they're doing to the Palestinian people here, it's you got ethnic cleansing going on, and that's pretty much what it is. He's right to say it. Is he politically correct? Is he politically incorrect? don't know. So I go back to this new guy stepping in for Kristen Nielsen here, looking over his little resume here. And I wonder if he's going to stand. I don't know. He seems to be saddled with the same problems associated with Kristen Nielsen. But evidently, likely he managed the surge of illegal immigrants. That's his goal, what he needs to be doing. He had 2 decades of experience working in immigration enforcement, a graduate of the University of Chicago Law School. McElhinney, I can't pronounce this guy's name. I'm just going to call him Kevin. How about that? Worked for some time as an attorney in California. And as I said, on September 11th, once that happened, he applied for the FBI and was denied. I would like to know why. And has worked under both ranks of the Bush and Obama administrations. Was the port director for the Los Angeles International Airport and served as a community director of border security. Anti-terrorism office, was appointed by Barack Obama as deputy commissioner of the CBP in 2014, and he was awarded the Presidential Rank Award, the highest civilian prize, service prize, in 2015. You know, I probably, to be honest with you, I believe when you build a team, you actually start from scratch. You get rid of the old team and you bring in your own team. So being part of President Barack Obama's team, I know he probably did that. He reached out to keep some people from Obama's cabinet there as a little confidence vote to the people to say we can all work together. That BS quote statement that really you can't, it never works that way. And you need to bring your own people and build your own team. That's how they do it in football and basketball. You build your team with the best people. And you find the loyal people. So as a former California lawyer, impressed those leading Trump's presidential transition team with Trump promoting McElhinney to acting CBP commissioner in the onset of his administration in January of 2017. The Senate confirmed him as the official CBP chief in March of 2018 by an overwhelming vote of 77-19 vote. So actually says here both parties are considered, he's actually considered a technocrat rather than an ideologue, and has been behind a number of Trump's more hardline immigration policies. And there's some promise there, 47 years old. There's promise. Going back to the fake news of lost children here, I had to think about that. In the hospital setting, we have a little thing called code pink. You know, it's not just code blues in the hospital and code browns, and I'm not going to talk about code browns. You can pretty much figure that one out for yourself, what a code brown is. I hate code browns. I like code blues much better, but you know, they're a little more stressful than a code brown. But you got code pink in a hospital here, and that's basically the code situation we do overhead in the hospital when a child has been abducted. Well, I tell you, that doesn't happen very often. Actually, I don't think I've ever seen one. 26 years. Never have seen a code blank, a successful code pink. We do them as tests all the time just to make sure we're on our toes. We guard the hallways. We block the passage in the stairwell. And to make sure that when we do have a code pink, we catch somebody, if that's actually a situation. Never seen one actually ever happen. They are so dang good at their code pinks and securing the children with the parent, it's impossible. It's nearly impossible. It's called the armband system here. And basically, you have an armband on a child and an armband on a parent, and it has to match the numbers. And there's a code phrase and word and things. So there's ways to make sure that there's no way to snatch and lose a kid and somebody grabs the wrong kid. You know, that was the old thing back in the days. They lost a baby or they gave the baby to the wrong family, and they wondered why their child was such a demon child. And I think it's not our family. I think somebody switched the babies at birth and somebody did that. And maybe that did happen back in the days. And it's possible, I guess, back then. But nowadays, with security in the hospital, we're pretty good at keeping things and making sure that doesn't ever happen. I've never seen it happen. I have never seen it happen, never heard of it really happening. It's possibly happened, but I don't know about it. So the whole thing of losing a child, and we don't know where the child is, and the parents are here. Where is my child? I don't know. We lost him. Why could you lose him? You had him in a cage, right? Yeah, we did. We had him in a cage, and then we let him out once in a while, do their thing, and then they didn't come back to the cage. I don't know what happened there. So we'll see if we get more of the same. Also a finger pointing at these two individuals, both being responsible for the death of those two children in Guatemala. I guess they're supposed to be training the Border Patrol security in ACLS, Adult Cardiac Life Support, and BLS, Basic Life Support, and ability to triage, to see, recognize sick people, and make sure they get health care in the United States at the cost of the U.S. taxpayers, which, you know, any parent that brings a sick child over the border and through this desert crossing, well, I don't know about you, Child Protective Services are all over us if we did something like that, but for some reason, oh no, I forgot, they're escaping a dictator, I guess. Actually, they're not in Mexico. There's nothing going on other than maybe some gang stuff and maybe some drug lords, but that we could actually fix that. We really could fix that. We don't want to fix that. There must be some good money, some good kickbacks on allowing those drugs to get here. Let's not forget about what Vietnam brought us in the drug trade. We're going to go back to the phones here. I got a couple lined up here. Mark in Philly, you're on the show.
Can you hear me?
Now I hear you. What's going on?
Okay, great. Yeah, Steve, you know, with all these things happening, with Trump now giving Mexico another year, and, getting us on the edge of our seats, making these promises and all this, and getting us on the edge of our seats. And then on the other hand, we got this guy named Alex Jones, who's supposed to be a patriot and all this. And then he goes and on this Sandy Hook thing, and then he claims he had a psychotic episode or something, right? Didn't he say psychotic? I mean, what does that mean? What does that mean that people who listened to him or followed him or believed in what he's saying, they might also be psychotic? I mean, I think these are setups. This is the mesmerization of minds and hearts across our nation. Mesmerization. It's a psychosis. It's a psychotic process. It's actually a hypnotic process. It's mass hypnosis. Okay. And what it's I just came upon this today. It's driving people to really drives them to a new theism. I don't know, maybe you've heard of it. This theism you can notice people who might be on into this theism because they're walking around while walking down the sidewalk, staring at their phones while they're sitting across from their loved one in a romantic environment such as a cafe. Instead of looking into the eyes of their loved one, they're texting. Maybe they're texting each other, but they're both texting. Everybody's got their cell phones out, and they're all into that. You know, they've lost their humanity. But they're being driven to the new theism called apatheism. Mm-hmm. Apatheism. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Nothing. They don't give a damn about nothing except their own little world. I don't get it. But think about it. You know, people. All this getting people up to on the edge of their seats about really believing in something, hoping, wishing, and praying, and really believing that, you know, we got a good patriot here in Donald Trump, and I want to believe that he's going to do the right thing. But he brings us up to the edge, and then he does something, wing! You know, it just, how would a normal person respond to that? I mean, it's like, what'd you do that for? What'd you give him an extra year? We don't need it. Yep. We don't have an extra year. You know,
that's right. I mean, we don't have an extra year, right?
So, what do you say about apatheism, the new God, the new theos?
Well, with apathy, Mark, I think most people that take apathy to that level you're talking about are people that really have no spiritual. They have not a spiritual awakening. They have no faith in their life. They have nothing in their life. They don't look at things the same way as you and I do. Like I said, the guy writing me the biblical scripture there that was giving me the earful and screaming in all caps and everything and throwing the scripture at me was not acting as a Christian, it's really strange to see that somebody throwing biblical scripture at you, condemning you. And it's actually interesting that at the end of that email, Mark, he said thanks, and then he signed his name. And I think you just gave me a tongue lashing. You were being very nasty, disrespectful, and rude. And then you sign it, thanks, and your name. So with the apathy thing here, if you, I find that people who have no apathy, no caring of other people, really, Mark, have no care and no respect for themselves. And yeah. They don't value even their own lives, let alone somebody else's life. They don't really care. They have no moral compass. They're very lost. They're lost people.
Yeah, they've become a phantom. They have no soul. They've lost. But what I'm saying here, Steve, is that this is by design. This is mass hypnosis, and it's driving a lot of people there, mm-hmm. where they don't care about anything, including themselves. So anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Well, I agree.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. I agree. Also, mainstream media doesn't help, and Hollywood doesn't help also with the desensitizing and now these video games and everything else. That builds the problem with lack of apathy. Are we going to a commercial break here, Michael? Okay. All right. I didn't hear it. It's not in my ear right now, so I couldn't hear it. Okay. All right. Commercial break. We'll be right back pretty soon, starting the second hour. This is the National Intro Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for John Stadtmiller.
RepublicBroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting Facebook.com/Republic Broadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we are back. Michael, you having fun there with that music? That's good stuff. Before I go back to the phones here, I just wanted to mention something that I noticed over the weekend. I was watching, like I was talking about, as the southern border is about ready to bust here with all these illegals coming in, wanting to come in. And, you know, the scapegoat, putting everything on this woman and now this new guy here, Kevin McAleenan. Of that he's supposed to fix all the problems over there. Well, you know, like I said, we have the thing called rule of law. And Donald Trump could do a lot more. And I mentioned it last Sunday with this new system. It's been around for a while. It's the ADS system, the active denial system, which was created for crowd dispersion during riots and stuff like that. It has a 700-yard radius here. You could have just a barbed wire fence and have this thing set up along the perimeter there and push people back and make sure they never actually come into your country. This is not rocket science. We have the technology. We have drones. We have many things we could do, which Donald Trump could initiate these things. You know, you just can't place it on – you can't tie somebody's hands, these two individuals' hands, and then say, stop it. Stop the immigration, the flooding of immigrants into my country. You can't do that. You've got to give them something to work with. And so, like I said, I think it turned out to say that she's kind of a scapegoat, and he's bringing somebody in. Keith Rogers and I have a little bet going here that he thinks the permanent replacement for the Secretary of Homeland Security will be somebody's Jewish, but I don't know. I'm not going to take that bet. I'm afraid I'll lose that one. But noticing over the weekend, I watch a lot of tennis when I can because I used to play competitive tennis. And there was a tournament in Monterrey, Mexico. And so I noticed this big crowd of people at the tournament there, the finals for the women's. And I noticed what a large crowd of people here. Now, here's Mexican people evidently like living in Mexico. They're very happy to live in Mexico. They're not eager to leave their country. They're happy to stay there. They must be very prosperous and do very well. Then has me thinking, well, the ones who do not want to stay in Mexico, is it true that you're being persecuted and the violence, this and this? Or are you just not as productive as those people sitting up in the stands who have a much better quality life? And you found some way that you could actually come into this country, get something for nothing, and live on the taxpayers' dole. I'm starting to think a big part of what's coming over here is just not the productive people that we really want in this country. Prove me wrong. I don't know. It just seems that not everybody is wishing to leave the country of Mexico. And there were quite a people in that stadium that paid pretty good money for a ticket to watch the finals for the women's. So I just don't buy it that these people, you know, asylum and this and that. I think they want a better life. Sure, they want a better life. They can't get it there because they don't have the education. My only one time going to Mexico was back in 1988. I wasn't too impressed, even though I was on a tourist kind of an area there. It was Puerto Vallarta. My sister got married there. So we were in a villa, a couple different villas there, and I was not impressed. Essentially, what I saw outside of the tourist areas was a country that was surviving on agriculture and no education. So education is not a big priority in Mexico, unfortunately. It should be. Society benefits with education, and I just didn't see it in Mexico, so it's probably worse now. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up, National Intro Report. You guys, Wayne in Texas, Mark in Georgia, and Mike in Texas. You guys hang on the line. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.